Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
How you doing? What's your name?
That would be Terrell, sir.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Sir, we are a third-party call center that handles over 700 products. How can I help you today?
You handle over 700 products.
Yes, sir. How can I help you today?
I received a digital message at my Hotmail account about a Makita drill, a Makita handheld, Makita battery-powered operated Makita drill from Home Depot, and I had to address a survey. Says that I was the winner for the drill, and all I have to do is pay $5 U.S. currency for shipping and handling. Is that true?
Yes, sir. So what that actually is a contest entry for the Makita drill, which you are paying $5. I would like to also inform you that in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it tells the customers that they will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan that shows them how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
You said that requires what? I was unable to hear the last few words of your sentence.
All right, sir. So that is a contest entry. In the terms and conditions for the contest, it tells customers they will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan that shows them how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
Cut sugar and what else?
Carb cravings.
Carb cravings. What does that have to do with me?
Yes, sir. That's what will be attached to the contest for the Makita drill, sir.
Cut sugar, carb cravings. I'm only asking. Oh, you said, that's how you win the drill.
No, sir. So that's who's providing the contest entry for the drill, sir, is the meal planning app.
So what are you having an expectation from me? What are you suggesting from me? Because I don't consume any of those products, and I don't use any drill for any reason, and I don't facilitate Home Depot. What is your expectation from me? Because it's 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're answering a hotline.
Yes, sir. So what I can mention to you, sir, is that the charge will be $59.89 for the meal planning app when you put your card in it to pay for that contest entry, sir.
So you saying you're trying to get some finances for the prison system to have some meals?
No, sir. This is a meal planning application for your personal use. What I'm saying is, after you put in your card information for the entry for the contest, you will be enrolled and you will be charged for that contest entry. But what I can do is offer that contest entry for $20.
I'm not interested in the product. I'm not interested in any monthly subscriptions for a meal plan. And I'm totally dissatisfied that you're answering a functional phone call, during this time of morning. I'm disappointed. So I was asking you, what are your expectations from me as an individual? Because I don't facilitate any of these opportunities.
I do apologize, sir. I couldn't really expect you to do anything. But I do apologize for that, sir.
I would have to suggest that you're the sir. Like, what is the sir word about? I never told you I was your sir. What are you calling me sir for?
I do apologize for that, Dan. What would you like me to address you by?
You can just call me Person.
No problem, but I wouldn't really expect you to do anything with this. I wouldn't really know what to tell you next, other than if you would like to enter the contest, that was what the email would be for.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like I said, I don't facilitate any of these opportunities. So I'm not sure what you have an expectation for me to function, you know, on what terms. I don't agree to any of these situations.
I wouldn't know what to really tell you after that.
Okay. Well, I guess you did the best job you could.
Yes. Is there anything more I can help you with?
I never had an expectation for somebody to answer this phone call.
Yeah, understood. Well, I do thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your night. Is there anything further I can help you with?